That was college education.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What have you studied?
He's in the office now. I don't know what he's going to be doing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You said that the other one wasn't quite through.
He'll finish next year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, you said if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them
blurred out.
Okay. You said, well, that shirt fit me fine, but then I washed it and it
dried it.
Or it
shrinked it.
Okay. You say, seems like every shirt I've washed recently has
faded.
Or has
dried it.
Or
shrinked it.
Okay. You say, I hope this new shirt won't.
Won't shrink it.
Okay. If a woman liked to spend a lot of time in front of the mirror and, you know, putting on makeup and so forth and fixing
your cranky.
Okay. Any other expression?
No, that's all I know.
Would you use that word about a man? You said a man likes to print?
Yes. Okay. I'm saying I like to.
Okay, this is a small leather container that, a little clasp on it that you might carry coins in.
Purse?
Okay. And piece of jewelry that a woman might wear around her wrist.
Watch.
Okay, or
bracelet.
Okay. And something that you might wear around your neck.
Locket and purse.
Okay. Or talking about beads, you'd call that a
purse.
Okay. A what of beads?
Well, they just made like pearl, you know, just wouldn't call them beads.
Would you talk about a pair of beads or a string of beads?
We'd call them string.
Okay. And what do men used to wear to hold up their trousers?
Galluses.
Okay. And if it was raining outside, you'd carry a...
umbrella.
A what?
Umbrella.
Okay. And the last thing that you put on the bed, you know, the real fancy...
bedspread.
Okay. Any old-fashioned name for that?
No,
I didn't.
Give me a counterpin. A counterpin. I've heard of that when I was young. That's what my mother called it. Bedspread, yeah. Counterpin.
Okay. And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
a pillow.
Okay. Do you ever remember anything about twice as long as a pillow?
That's a bolster.
Okay. You say the bolster didn't go part way across the bed. It went...
halfway.
Yeah, or it went...
went clear across. Bolster.
Okay. What about something that you'd put on the bed for warmth?
Blanket.
Okay.
Quilt.
Quilt?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever make any of those?
Sure, a million.
How do you do that?
Oh, you sit down and do a lot of sewing. You sew, make them big enough for bed, and then you buy your cotton, and then you take a lining, sit down and quilt them. I know all about that.
You still make them?
I've got guitar. I've got too many now. I won't never wear them out.
Yeah. Okay, suppose you had a lot of company came over, and you didn't have enough beds, you know, so maybe for the children you'd make a...
pallet.
Okay. I guess you remember doing those too.
And I never did do that, but I've heard other people doing it.
Yeah. Okay, you say, we expect a big crop from that field this year because the soil is very...
and it didn't rain enough to make it, or something like that.
Yeah. But if the soil is very rich, another word you might have instead of rich, you say the soil
poor
is very...
poor, ground is poor.
Okay. Or... the soil is very fur.
What'd you say?
A word that means rich.
Rich and poor. The rich land makes a big crop, and the poor land makes a little crop.
Okay. You could say this land is very rich, or another way of saying that would be to say
poor.
This land is very
thin.
Or fertile.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you use that word much?
No. Nah.